Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
We had my next guest scheduled even before that news came down, but it's very serendipitous that news of this variety that needs some historical context, that I am bringing on one of the best historians you can find for NFL football. He is on Twitter at Bax, B-A-X, Football Guru. You can find him online, profootballguru.com as well. He's been doing it a long time, and I'm excited to talk to him tonight about this. Russell Baxter joining me on CBS Sports Radio. So, Russell, you're the perfect guy to talk to for the first question I have, which is, give us some historical context on Rob Gronkowski. Where do you have him among all-time tight ends?
Oh, well, thank you for the kind words. Anytime you get serendipitous into a show, I mean,
it's big.
No, that's big. That's big, Rieger. Big. I've often compared him. I'll just go style for a second, Sean.
Sure. Yep.
Imagine Mark Bavaro with Kellen Winslow's receiving skills and speed.
Mm.
That's what Rob Gronkowski reminds me of. The fact that he was, you didn't see him drop passes. In some ways, I think he was almost totally unique. John Mackey was the first real huge tight end who made an impact in far as the modern tight end, per se. And then Kellen Winslow completely redefined it. That's not to take anything away from Mike Ditka, who was a 1,000-yard receiver as a tight end as a rookie, which is almost hard to believe if you think about the era he played in. But I just think Rob Gronkowski took it to kind of a different level, And we've seen the tight end position, Jason Witten, Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, all these guys who have emerged in recent years over the last 20 years or so, in their own way redefined the position, Shannon Sharp as well. But to me, he's a little bit of a unique case because he's kind of half downfield receiver and half knocked the guy over at the same time. And some of those other guys, you don't really see that. They were like either one or the other. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it makes perfect sense. And, look, the Patriots, I guess in some ways, Russell, they're maybe fortunate that they're not having peak Gronk leaving them. It's not like he's coming off a 1,200-yard season, first-team All-Pro. It's almost like 2018 was sort of a transition year into retirement for Gronk. What does this mean to the Patriots in 2019?
Well, I think you said, listen, last year during the offseason, they lost some significant names. We know that. Nate Solder, Danny Amendola, Deion Lewis, Malcolm Butler, and they were able to, Cameron Fleming, they basically lost their two tackles last year. They then went out and drafted 9 players, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think 6 of them wound up on IR. So it was almost like the old days of what they used to call scholarship, where they used to stash players on IR before they changed the IR rules in the early 90s and stuff. Now here's a team that once again has either released people or let people move on. Trey Flowers, Malcolm Brown, Adrian Claiborne, The list goes, it's a pretty significant list as well. Now, Gronkowski retires, lo and behold, the Patriots have 12 draft choices, tied with the Giants, the most. It's almost like a reshaping, rebuilding, again, with two constants, the head coach, Bill Belichick, and the quarterback, Tom Brady. And who knows what's going to happen down the road here, where one of my favorite numbers, 32 days away from the draft, Jim Brown, Franco Harris, Marcus Allen, take your pick. So it's almost like this dynasty that has gone on for this, basically this century, could it be getting ready for another retool with a lot of youth?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question Gronk is among the more... a lot of the parts have been replaceable. He seems to be one that falls under the category of just irreplaceable for them. You know, they're going to have to find a different way to do things, right?
Yeah. Well, my goodness, 115 regular season games, 79 touchdown receptions, one rushing touchdown technically. I think he played 16 playoff games and had 12 touchdown receptions in those, over 1,100 yards receiving. Depending on the Hall of Fame class that comes out, this year, and his, let's see, he would be the class of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he'd be eligible for that. We don't know who's going to be available, but it's hard to argue with that kind of production, that kind of impact, what he's meant to the team, what he's meant to the league overall. I know he's had some really wacky moments, but he's like the Mr. Blutowski of the NFL for the last 9 years.
Yeah, yeah, right. Not 7 years of college down the drain, right?
Flounder.
Russell Baxter joining me at Bax Football Guru on Twitter. Russell Baxter joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, Russell, shifting gears. The Cleveland Browns are getting a lot of love for their offseason so far. Big signings in free agency and obviously the Odell Beckham trade. Are you ready to crown them in the AFC North quite yet?
No, I'm not ready. Honest, I'm not ready to crown anybody on March 24th. We don't know what the draft's going to bring and all that. But listen, I certainly understand the excitement. I mean, they went from a team, they came into the season 4-49 in their last 53 games.
It's unbelievable.
They had started the 2014 season at 7-4. They were in a long jam. Everybody thought maybe that was the breakthrough. And then all of a sudden, my goodness, they didn't win the rest of the year. Then they won three games. Then they won one game. Then they won zero games. What a mess. I understand the excitement because there's a lot of emerging talent in a lot of different places. Kudos to John Dorsey, who I thought one of the smartest things they wound up doing as an organization. You remember when John Dorsey was hired? It was not after the season. It was in December of 2017.
Yep.
So it was kind of like, well, listen, I'm going to hang around for a while and see what's been going on around here.
Mm-hmm.
And, he gave Hugh Jackson, in essence, a second chance. He brought in Todd Haley, decided that wasn't the way to go, promotes Freddie Kitchens, new defensive coordinator as well. There's a lot to be excited about there. But, Baltimore Ravens have some good young players. I know the Steelers have been the talk of the league for all the wrong reasons for the last couple of months, but it's hard to just write them off. You think about their young players. In the draft 2 years ago, 2017, Sean, they got T.J. Watt, Juju Smith-Schuster, and James Conner in the first three rounds. That's not exactly, three major disappointments at all. So it's a loaded division. It's always been a loaded division. Cincinnati looks like the team that's kind of, heading in a different direction. They're obviously in a little bit of a rebuild as well. But no, I'm not ready to anoint them yet. The first thing they need to learn how to do is beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I know the Steelers didn't win the division last year, but it's been quite a few years since the Browns have broken through on that. But think, they won a road game last year. They snapped a 25-game road losing streak. They won a division game last year. Won a couple, as a matter of fact. In fact, they were 3-2-1 in the division after losing 15 straight. I know from talking to coaches and the people I've worked with, players and so on, those little milestones, as you chip away from them and you erase those, and milestone's not the right word, it's those stretches of ineptitude.
Yeah.
Oh, we finally did this. We finally did this. We finally did this. When you start building up those things and building as a team, You know, I think there's nowhere, even at 7-8-1, there's a lot of improvement to be made there. Defensively, a lot of talent, but defensively still trying to find themselves. But hard to argue about the rest of the parts on that team.
Yeah, no, and every reason to be excited for sure. Russell Baxter joining me on the show. Russell, last one. We got about a minute. If something happens, the worst case happens with Tyreek Hill and he's found to be somehow involved in this broken arm that his 3-year-old son sustained and he's either suspended or banished or whatever, he's just not part of the Chiefs this coming season. What does that do to the Chiefs and the AFC West race?
Well, listen, the Chargers are right there. Obviously, had the same record that they did last year. They finally beat the Chiefs for the first time in 5 years. You look at all the defensive changes for Kansas City as well. Justin Houston gone, Dee Ford gone. I think it changes them a lot. It changes the dynamic. Tyreek Hill is one of those, you know, special players in the sense of the home run ability. I mean, he's arguably the fastest player in the league. And I think that nullifies what Patrick Mahomes is able to do to a point. Andy Reid's a terrific coach. But you combine the fact that they weren't a very good defensive team last year and really relied on their offense, and now in the span of less than a calendar year, for all the right reasons, if it turns out that Tyreek Hill is guilty, okay, you remove two of your key offensive weapons, I think that leaves the Chiefs in a little bit of a lurch. We'll see what happens.
Russell Baxter, you can get him on Twitter at BaxFootballGuru. He's a great follow year-round, but especially leading up to the NFL draft coming up next month, and you can find him online, ProFootballGuru.com. Russell, really appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
All classes incomplete. Daniel Simpson Day.
We got to go through that Faber class of whatever year, that class of 62 or whatever it was sometime next time we get you on, Russell. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.